Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past ten. You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening, everyone. Here's another of my record albums of sound snapshots. This time I've chosen the year 1927, the year of the last time a total eclipse of the sun would be visible in England until 1999, when Al Jolson could be heard briefly, as well as seen in a film for the first time, and when the Chinese Civil War threatened to involve the major powers. The British Army was sent to the international settlement in Shanghai to cool things down.
Since Tommy Atkins taught the Chinese how to Charleston, out in old Shanghai, you say why long to come sing high, start another battle every time they try beneath that dreamy Chinese moon. Everyone will do the Charleston soon. Hear Tommy tell each Chinese girl beneath a lotus tree.
The more we are together, the merrier we will be.
It was a year of torrential rain. The Mississippi flooded vast areas of the deep south, and St. Louis was hit by a cyclone. Bessie Smith sang one of her most poignant blues on the flooding.
When it rained 5 days and the skies turned dark as night, then trouble taking place in the lowlands at night. I woke up this morning, can't even get out of my door. Make a poor girl wonder where she wanna go. Then they rolled a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. Then they rolled a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. I packed all my clothes, throwed them in, and they rolled me along. When it thunders and lightning and the wind begin to blow, there's thousands of people ain't got no place to go. Then I went and stood up on some high old lonesome hill. Then I went and stood up on some high old
Bessie Smith presenting her eyewitness account of the Mississippi floods of 1927. In England, it was the wettest summer for years, even worse than the Wembley Exhibition washout of 1924. Gwen Farrow and Billy Mayle had a song about that summer, too. And 17-year-old Annette Hanshaw was much more optimistic, as people were then. With Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang, that's all, she sang It Was Only a Sun Shower.
My lonesome clock goes tick-tick-tock all through the day. When you're away, I'm blue, so blue. We quarrel, dear, but don't you fear, I'll soon return. You know you're yearning, I know you're yearning too. Honey, don't you cry, clouds are rolling by, the rainbow's in the sky. It was only a sun shower. In the shelter of sunny skies above, we will live and love. It was only a sunshine. Now why do we complain? We should be cheerful and gay. Tomorrow's sun will shine again. Although it's cloudy today, love finds a way. So honey, don't be blue. We'll go smiling through forever. It was only a sun shower, sweetheart. say, don't you cry, clouds are rolling by, the rainbow's in the sky. It was only a little sun shower. In the shelter of sunny skies above, we will live and love. It was only a little sun shower. Now why do we complain? We should be cheerful and gay. Tomorrow's sun will shine again. Although it's cloudy today, I'll find a way, so honey, don't be blue. We'll go smiling through forever. It was only a sunshine, sweetheart. That's all.
The big event of 1927, though, was the momentous occasion when Colonel Charles A. Lindbergh flew his little plane, the Spirit of St. Louis, from America to Europe, arriving at Le Bourget Airfield near Paris on the evening of May the 21st. He wasn't the first to fly the Atlantic, but he made the first solo flight eastwards. On his return, he looked forward in a speech to the press club in Washington.
What we need now in America, I believe, probably more than any other one thing to develop our aviation, as a series of airports at every town and city in the country. And I feel sure that if we're given these airports, that in a very few years, Europe will be looking at our passenger lines as they now look at our mail routes.
The president, Calvin Coolidge, disregarding his reputation as a strong, silent man, filled three sides of two 12-inch records with his welcoming address, ending with these words.
And as President of the United States, I bestow the Distinguished Flying Cross as a symbol of appreciation for what he is and what he has done upon Colonel Charles A. Lindbergh.
Then came a flood of a different sort of songs about Lindy, as he was known, the Eagle of the USA, Mr. Aeroplane Man, and one by L. Wolf Gilbert and Abel Bayer.
Lucky Lindy up in the sky, fair or windy, he's flying high. Fearless, fearless, knows every cloud. The kind of a song makes a mother feel proud. Lucky Lindy, right all alone.
Then there was America Did It Again by Ted Keeler and Marty Bloom. Marty Bloom, a man who provided the sound effects on Jelly Roll Morton's record of Sidewalk Blues the year before, was also the composer of a much more dignified and truly beautiful number called Melancholy, which Johnny Dodd's Black Bottom Stompers recorded just prior to the Lindbergh flight. Louis Armstrong was the cornetist, and the tenor sax man was Barney Biggard of King Oliver's Dixie Syncopators. The pianist was a young man of whom we in England knew nothing, Earl Hines. Thank you. Melancholy, with Louis Armstrong, Johnny Dodds, Barney Bigard and Earl Hines. 1927 was a year of other forward-looking events too. The transatlantic telephone system opened in January and British composer Horatio Nichols phoned the music of a new number, note by note, from New York to bandleader Jack Hilton in London. The song became a smash hit, and in a very different way, much more dreadfully, so did Jack Hilton. Driving to Hayes to record the new number the next morning, he was involved in an accident that put him in hospital for some weeks. The band went ahead and recorded it, however. Leighton Lucas's arrangement of the song that flew the Atlantic, Shepherd of the Hills.
Shepherd of the hills, I hear you calling. Shepherd of the hills, when twilight falls, I seem to picture the black sheep returning. I miss the fold and my poor heart is yearning for the daffodils and crimson clover. By the rocks and rills, I long to roam back to the near ones and dear ones who love me. Shepherd of the hills, I'm coming home.
Jack Hilton's orchestra, Shepherd of the Hills. Horatio Nichols was ever on the watch for new sales gimmicks. That summer he chartered a huge biplane to fly him, his wife, and the entire Hilton orchestra around Blackpool Tower, bombing the holidaymakers with copies of his new song, Me and Jane in a Plane.
Thank you. my eye on the man in the moon. He's a dangerous guy when he starts to swoon. My kisses I'll shower a million hour. No traffic cop will ever stop me and Jane in a play.
Jane in a Plane by Jack Hilton and his orchestra. And we'll go back again to 1927 after the break.
Once a knee's a whoops, a beer, the beer you feel strongly about. Once a knee's a whoops, a beer, Dortmund a bottled and strong as its beautiful. Once a knee's a whoops, a beer, the world is beginning to shout. Dortmund a once a knee's a whoops, a beer, the beer you feel strongly about.
Dortmunder Hansa beer, the strong German export beer. Ask for it at your local store. Take it home in cans or bottles.
Capital Record Break.
With Camp Galore's new album available at Woolworths. Another wonder from good old Woolies.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras 1927. It was then that Jack Hilton agreed to allow his guitarist and alto sax player and deputy leader, Chappie D'Amato, and tenor saxophonist and arranger Billy Turnant to work out a routine for a recording that would show that British musicians could follow where Red Nichols and Miff Mole led. Thus it was that, after a night of violent storm, the Rhythm Magicians assembled in the recording studio and made Grieving for You. Jack Jackson was on trumpet, Lou Davis on trombone, Hugo Rignold on violin, Arthur Young at the piano, and they all had solos.
Thank you.
Hilton's Rhythm Magicians, Grieving for You. The music they were emulating was this, the small, sophisticated kind of Dixieland sound of Red Nichols, Miff Mole, Jimmy Dorsey, Arthur Shutt, Vic Burton, Joe Tarto. This group recorded variously as Red Nichols' Five Pennies without the bass, Red and Miff's Stompers, the Charleston Chasers, Miff Mole's Molars, and the Six Hottentots. Here's one of the Hottentots' records, the hit song of the American musical that reached London in 1927, Hit the Deck. Stanley Holloway sang it in the show, but here's Irving Kaufman with the Six Hottentots in Sometimes I'm Happy. Sometimes I'm Happy. It could almost sum up the general mood of people in 1927. It was a kind of in-between year between the general strike of 1926 and its aftermath and the more prosperous, peaceful appearance of 1928. The musical comedy OK had in the score that George Gershwin wrote for it a number called Clap Your Hands, a cheerful, exuberant pseudo-spiritual that also caught the basic optimism of the time. Here it is, played by Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, with a short solo by Miff Mole towards the end and a rich, colourful arrangement. Thank you. Clap Your Hands by Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra. 1927 was the year when jazz for the connoisseur, student, attentive listener, as distinct from the dancing crowd, became recognised by the record companies in England as a commercial proposition, and we were treated to some genuine masterpieces. But as Jack Hilton proved, the homegrown product was not noticeably behind the American. And when Bert Furman formed the original Rhythmic Eight in 1927, he used half-American, half-British talent. Here's a superb side from their first date, You Don't Like It, Not Much, with Frank Garenti on first trumpet, Pearly Breed on clarinet and baritone sax, Joe Branley on guitar. True Anglo-American corporation producing fine, relaxed, hot jazz using a popular dance tune of the period. You Don't Like It? Not Much. Some tunes are meant for jazz. That one is. For there are very good records of it by Jan Garber, Sol Wagner, Paul Ash, and a curious British quintet called the Devilers. Two trumpets, trombone, piano and drums. And a complete mystery to this day. The other side of their version is a British number called Mediterranean Blues. And as I thought of something a little bit different, I'd play a snatch of it for you. I'm sorry about the surface noise, but the only copy I know of, this one, came from a shed in a large, uncared-for garden where I found literally thousands of 78s, all stacked up any old how.
Thank you.
The Devilers, crackles and pops and all, Mediterranean blues. I wonder who they were. 1927 was the year when the Mayfair Hotel was opened, dance music by Ambrose and his orchestra. That summer, Ambrose made a few Brunswick records, among them this one, Take Your Finger Out of Your Mouth, featuring the American London-born trumpet player Henry Levine, who was fresh from the original Dixieland jazz band. Ambrose and his first Mayfair Hotel Orchestra, Take Your Finger Out of Your Mouth. Although Jazz for the Connoisseur may have been said to have begun in 1927, its principal artists were still aiming their work at the wider dancing public, and the more astute leaders were recognising the popularity of their sidemen by featuring them on ordinary dance records. Paul Whiteman signed Bix Beiderbecke and Frank Trumbauer, both late of Gene Goldkett's orchestra, and thus we had records of things like Changes by Walter Donaldson, with Bing Crosby and Friends singing, Bix and Trumbauer playing.
Hear that minor strain, bada dum, bada dum, bada dum. as the weatherman. Now he's getting kind of cold, getting kind of hot. Listen, I forgot, since he was a tot, he's been the talk of Dixieland.
Records like Paul Whiteman's Changes met with critical approval. That wasn't the case with the first issue in England of Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers Playing the Chant, though. One critic complained that we are treated to an exhibition of the bluest jazz as it was 6 years ago. It is crude in orchestration and poor amusement to listen to it. Would you care for some poor amusement? Chant by Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers, issued in England as Just Another Dance Record in January 1927. Soon after, we began to get the first records by Duke Ellington and his Washingtonians, but here's one that missed us completely. The Duke's 1927 record of Washington Wobble, with fine solos by clarinetist Rudy Jackson and trombonist Joe Nanton.
Thank you.
Washington Wobble, an early Duke Ellington masterpiece. A few weeks after he made it, he took his band to work at Harlem's Cotton Club and perhaps changed the course of jazz history. 1927 was a wet year, and I think you'll agree with me that the jazz played then was anything but wet. Now, I'm sorry, but it's time to say I've got to shut the record album for 1927, but I'd like you to drop in next week because I'll be playing some more good vintage stuff. Till then, this is Brian Rust saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.
Sonny Wortzik was out of work. His debts were piling up.